For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. This week, PBS and NPR stations across the country are working together on a project called Stories of Champions, profiles of educators making a difference in our community. Today, we introduce Esmeralda Martinez, an elementary teacher at Catholic Jubilee Schools. The school has been called the Miracle in Memphis because it offers a rigorous education in an urban setting. WKNO's Pierre Kimsey spoke with Esmeralda Martinez and also David Hill, the Director of Academic Operations, who is one of her biggest fans.
What makes Esmeralda such a good teacher?
What makes her a great teacher is the way that she has truly high expectations for her students and herself. And the results that she gets from the students are amazing. The past 2 years, I believe, students have left her classroom with the average student reading at above the 90th percentile on the nationally normed assessment they take at the end of the year.
Who are your students? What age are they?
They are 5 and 6 year old.
So they're learning how to read for the first time. That's a pretty big challenge.
Yes, it is. You know, when you believe in your children, when you show them you care, when you love them, when you challenge them, then they'll live up to your expectations.
According to the people who have watched your teaching technique, you try to make it interesting for the average student.
When you give them what they need, what they are interested in, then they'll pay attention. And here in at the Jubilee School, every minute counts. So we strive to have them busy all day long. And certainly children at this age, they want to learn. They have this hunger, this thirst for learning. So it's kind of like easy.
You have a great mix of students. Is there any kind of discipline problems that you have to overcome?
No, I think our diversity is a plus. I mean, children learn about other cultures, about other races, about other countries, about other languages. So they learn to become tolerant.
What's the goal that you set for yourself when you get a new class of students?
I want all my children to reach their full potential. I mean, whatever it is, I want to challenge them to be the best of themselves.
Are you the first teacher in your family?
No, teaching runs in my blood. My grandmother was a teacher. My great-granduncle and auntie were teachers. They have streets named after them, so there's a lot of teachers in my family.
You've been teaching here for 8 years.
But I've been teaching for 23, 15 in Mexico.
Do you ever have your students, some of the students when they get older, come back and visit you and tell you that you were an inspiring teacher for them?
Yes, we sent our first generation, Resurrection, about 1 year ago. And they usually come to volunteer. And then they remember things that we have taught them. Mm-hmm. And that's awesome. Because education doesn't end, you know, at the end of the school year, but it stays with us forever.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
To hear more stories of champions, watch American Graduate Day on WKNO-TV on September the 27th at 10 a.m.
And that was Pierre Kimsey. You can also find links to videos and more stories of champions at WKNOFM.org.